Exercise 4.
Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following conversation.
The union is threatening to turn the work slowdown into a full-blown strike if we don't end our policy of requiring training outside of regular business hours. That would cripple production.
We've been through this before. Every time the representatives threaten a strike, we give in. This time, management needs to stand firm. If we cover the training and the working time lost, we're effectively paying double.
I've already tried explaining that to their leaders. They say that, since the training is mandatory, we're responsible for everything, whatever the cost.
Let me take over the negotiations. If labor sees that we are serious, they may change their attitude. A strike will hurt them just as much as it will hurt us.
1. What are the workers doing? Two, what does the union want? Three, what does the woman plan to do?